Will you stand with me? Isaiah 43. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Beautiful. Isaiah is such a beautiful book. It's a lovely, lovely book. All of God's Word. I always have a time. Somebody's asked me all through the years, what's your favorite scripture? And I have a hard time. I don't know. Amen. It just depends on what I'm going through. Amen. Sometimes they just jump out. I tell you, you'll never exhaust this book. I've never understood. I'm not finding fault with anybody. But I've never understood preachers that said they didn't have anything to preach. And I can't get to all of it. I mean, I can't even start to I ain't even scratching. There's more material in here than you won't hear tonight, I guarantee you. Praise the Lord. And when I think I've really preached or studied or got about all there is out of a verse, then I'm going through something else in my life or something else takes place. And here's another, the Bible, these verses are like olives. And you squeeze those olives and get that oil out of it. It's kind of like toothpaste. You can tell folks that's raised poor. Amen. You take it to our house, when I throw that toothpaste deal away, there ain't nothing in it. You ain't going to brush no teeth with that, I'm going to tell you. I've done poked my brush down in it. I've got the last bit of. That's why we raised poor. Folks that had all they wanted, they'll throw away a half a tube of it. Not me. So I'm having to get never bit I can get out of it. Well, that's how this Bible is. These verses are like olives. And Brother Obed, sometimes I think I've squeezed every drop I can get out of it. And I think, well, I'm going to go back and see if there's just, and I've squeezed. And there was as much as I've got out of before. And I hope that happens tonight. If it ain't, it ain't the verse's fault. Amen. But thus saith the Lord that createth thee, O Jacob. He that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not. I am told, I haven't counted them myself, but I'm told 365 times in the Bible, you have this phrase, fear not. That's one for every day of the year. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Praise the Lord. I want to preach to you a little while tonight. I got a message from the Creator. I've got a message from the Creator. Will you pray with me? Eternal God, we're so thankful for your goodness and your kindness. I ask you to help me tonight, God. I realize that without you, I can do nothing, Lord. Anoint my mind, anoint my lips, anoint my heart, anoint my soul. Anoint the hearer tonight, God. Lord, I felt like all day long this has been on my mind. And even yesterday, God. Oh, Lord, I pray that somehow divine illumination will touch me, Lord, that somebody will leave this house tonight saying that it has been good for us to have been here. And I'll give your name the glory and the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. You know, when somebody tells you something, when somebody got something to say to you, You always want to know who it is that's doing the talking. Are they honest? Do they tell the truth? And if they are honest and they do tell the truth, are they able to perform what they promised you? You know, I could tell you, you meet me at McDonald's after church, and I'll treat you to a Big Mac and fries. Amen. And I have every intention of doing that. You and I could go to McDonald's, and I was by there the other night, and at the new McDonald's over here, me and Sister Effie was taken out going somewhere, and I got in there, and whatever I was ordering, they did not have, which is strange for McDonald's. I could promise you that, but that doesn't mean that I have the ability to perform the promise that I made to you. I may have the intent, and I may have the honesty, but I may not have the wherewithal that I would be able to do that. But here in this passage it said, "But thus saith the Lord, who created thee." Amen. The Creator said, "I've got something I want to say to you tonight. And I'm going to quantify who's doing the talking." I'm not talking, this is not the Lord that is Baal. Baal never made anything. This is not the Lord that is Balaam that has never made anything. This is not the Lord that is Moloch that has never made anything. But the Lord that is addressing you is the Creator. Amen. Look in the heavens. And He made everything that was made. Well, praise the Lord. He made the stars. He made the moon. He made the Milky Way. He made the fowls of the air and the fish of the sea and the beasts of the field. There's nothing that He did not make. But not only did He not make all of that, He said, "I'm talking about the Lord that made thee." Well, glory to God. I'm telling you, even the very breath that is in your body, He breathed the breath of life in you. Amen. When you was born, it wouldn't make any difference whether you was born in the most expensive hospital, even in the nation or in the world, or you was born in the back of a taxi cab on the way to the hospital. If you got breathing, God breathed the breath of life in you. He made your heart. Amen. He made your lungs. Amen. He made the veins that run up and down your body. Even when you're asleep, He's causing your heart to beat at night and your lungs to breathe. Glory to God. Amen. He created you. Did you ever look at yourself in the mirror? I don't care how ugly you are. Did you ever look at yourself in the mirror? Jeremiah said, "We are so fearfully and wonderfully made." Amen. There are absolutely miles of blood vessels, even in your body. Amen. There's all kind of cells. Even you've got atoms and protons and neutrons that is in your body. You've got synapses that are firing in your brain that's causing you to think. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Even your lungs expand. They inhale and exhale. And you don't even give it a thought. I'm talking about a God that made you. Even that causes that heart to beat. And the blood go to every vessel. Even that every vessel that is in your body. I'm talking about a God. Even that created the optical nerves. That causes you to be able to see. The God that made you. That put the drum inside of your ear. That you could distinguish sound. To know highs from low. And voices from noise. I'm talking about the God that gave you feet to walk on and hands to use. I'm talking about a God that gave you intelligence that you're able to make choices whether they be right or wrong. And can somebody Somebody hear me tonight. I'm talking about the Creator. Glory to God. Made you. He made you. Yeah, man. Man can patch you, but man can't make you. Glory to God. Amen. Thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob. He said, the Creator's got a word for you. There's somebody in this house tonight, and I got a word from you. Amen. And it don't come, amen. It don't come even from a Johnny come lately. It doesn't come even from a shade tree mechanic. It doesn't come even from a shade tree, amen, carpenter. Amen. It doesn't come from somebody that does a little something on the side. But I got a word from the Lord, from the Creator tonight. He that made this world out of nothing and hanging on an empty space. I'm talking about He that measured all the waters in the universe in the span of His hand. Even when you look at the depth, even the Grand Canyon, that Creator made it. When you go to the high Rocky Mountains and you stand on Pike's Peak and you shake your head, what a marvel that it is. I'm talking about a Creator that made that. When you look at the expanse, even of the Pacific, and the expanse of the Atlantic, I'm talking about a God that made all of that. He's a Creator. He's a Creator. He made the bumblebee. And scientists say that the construction of the bumblebee, he's not able to fly. His body is too big for his wings. And he's not able to fly. There's no reason for him to fly. Amen. But since the bumblebee can't read, he just keeps on flying. Well, praise the Lord. I'm talking about that Creator. And about the Creator that makes the fish of the sea and the fowls of the air. That Creator's got a word for somebody in this house tonight. He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. I don't know what you're going through. Amen. The devil would like to put fear and doubt and oppression and depression in your heart. But I come to tell you tonight, amen, you ain't got no problem that God can't solve. You've not got any mountain that God cannot move. You've not got a Red Sea that God cannot devise. Amen. You don't have a fiery furnace that God can't bring you through it. There's no job big enough that God cannot slay. I'm going to tell you, amen, quit walking the floor. Quit watering on your bed. Quit chewing your fingernails. Quit taking nerve pills. I come to tell you, fear not. Fear not. Turn around and tell somebody, I ain't scared. Hallelujah. Fear not. Said, for I have redeemed thee. That means I have purchased thee. I have bought thee. I have paid for thee. Oh, glory to God. It wasn't a blue light special either. Amen. He wasn't, him and the auctioneer wasn't going at it and said, well, a hundred. Will anybody give 100? Amen. And he didn't say 90. Amen. And he didn't go on down to 80 and 65 and 50. Amen. But when the man said, I want 100, he said, I'll pay it all. Should have been crucified. Amen. But he walked up there at Calvary and he said, no man taketh my life from me. He said, I'll lay it down. I'm willingly going to lay it down. I have redeemed thee. I bought you. He didn't buy you with silver and gold, but he bought you with his precious blood. Heaven's blood. Oh, glory to God. God's blood. Heaven, feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. Redemption blood. Holy blood. Sanctified blood. Perfect blood. Sinless blood. I've redeemed thee. Glory to God. Redeemed. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. That song come to me. The devil's man, and I am glad. I said the devil's man, and I am glad. The devil's mad, and I am glad. He lost a soul he thought he had. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. The Lord and I, we've got so close. The Lord and I, we've got so close. The Lord and I, we've got so close. He filled my soul with the Holy Ghost. All my sins are washed away. I've been redeemed. Can you say redeemed? I've been bought. Bought and paid for. Don't it feel good to finally have it paid for? Anybody ever was buying a car and, man, you made the last payment. Transmission went out and the engine quit running. Praise the Lord. Anybody remember the days of layaways? All those poor folks remember days. Y'all remember days of layaways, didn't you? Go up there. I put shoes on layaway years ago. Time I got them out, I forgot what they even looked like. I didn't even like them. Praise the Lord. Amen. But he didn't purchase you on a layaway. He didn't bargain down. He paid the full price. This is what the Creator said. I have called thee by thy name. I have called thee by thy name. Abram. Nathaniel. I saw you before your brother called you when you were sitting under that tree. Saul. Oh, glory to God. Brother Obed, he knows your name. I have called thee by thy, the Creator knows your name. Mayor may not know your name. Governor may not know your name. President don't know your name. But glory to God. If you got a Sears card, amen. The head Fred don't know your name. The Walton family don't know your name. But the Creator of the earth, he knows your name. That's what's good about living in a small area like this. You can go in there and the bank president knows you. You walk in there, if you're like Ronald, that most of the money's in there is his. Amen. He can walk in there and he says, Ronald, how you doing? What can I do for you? Sign here and sign there and take the money. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. Or a policeman stops you and you're going too fast. And he walks up to the car, amen, and he looks in there, and he sees Brother Spartan, and he said, call for the paddy wagon, it's Harold, praise the Lord. Off to jail he goes, amen. But you got a policeman stops you. So I didn't recognize that was you, and he let you go, because he knows your name. I come to tell you tonight, you're not a number in God's computer. You're not a number in God's computer. You're not part of the many masses. He knows your name. He knows who you are, where you are, what you're going through, what happened yesterday, what's going on today, and what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows your name.
Knows your name. Knows your name. He knows your name. Glory be to God. And he said, thou art mine. Glory, glory. Can you say, praise the Lord? Josiah, you want to help me? Yeah, I can see you do. Run on up here. Praise the Lord. Said, I know your name. And he said, the Creator says, thou art mine. Hallelujah. Said, Josiah, I not only know your name, but you're mine. You're all mine. He said, let me put my everlasting, eternal, your friends may not claim you. The folks at the job may not claim you. Some of your family may not claim you. But I want you to know, you're mine. You're mine. The Creator said, you're mine. Can I tell somebody in this house tonight that the devil's beating you over the head and saying, no. God, the Creator said, you are mine. These old songs are coming to me tonight. How many members that? Mine. Jesus is mine. He's mine when I'm weary. He's mine when I'm dreary. Mine. Jesus is mine. He's mine all the time. He is mine. That's us talking about Him. But Jesus is saying, mine. Josiah is mine. He's mine when he's weary. He's mine when he's dreary. He's mine. Josiah, he's mine. I bought him. He's mine all. The time he is mine. I come to tell somebody tonight, just cause trouble comes. Mine. Lord, if I had the energy, I'd run. Oh, glory to God. Mine on a good day. Mine on a bad day. Mine when I got money. Mine when I'm broke. I sat up in that hospital for 5 hours while this cut my wife's chest open. And I didn't feel like jumping and running. But you know what? I know he's mine. He's mine in the dark days. He's mine in the lonely nights. He's mine in the middle of my struggles. I belong to him. He bought me. He made me. He purchased me. And he said, I know your name. You're mine. Glory. Verse 2 does not say, if thou passest through the waters. No. It does not say, if you pass through the waters. It said, when thou passest. You want to pass through. You want to have some hard times. You're going to have some bad days. I wish I could tell you it's always going to be sunny and the sun's always going to be shining and the birds are always going to be singing and it's always going to be howdy, no trouble. But I come to tell you, you're going to pass through some waters. You're going to go through some struggles. You're going to go through some trials. You're going to wonder, how am I going to get through this? I come to tell you tonight, if you're passing through the waters, he said, will be with thee. Even I walk through the water with you. I'm glad to have. Even I'm telling you tonight, if you're going through the water, look around. He's there. You may not see him. He's there. You may not feel him, but he's there. You may not hear him, but he's there.
He don't desert us on the bank. Leave us to go through the waters by ourselves. But he said, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. He said, the Creator said, I'm not going to promise you a life
without waters. But I'm going to promise you, when the waters come, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, and it may look like you're going to drown. You ever felt like you was drowning? Anybody ever felt like that you was, life was so overwhelming that you was drowning, you couldn't even hardly come up for fresh air? You went down the first time, you come back up, and you went down the second time, and you come back up, and you went down the third time, and it looked like that you wasn't going to make it back up. But he said, I will be with thee. This trial that you're going through is not going to take you under. I got to talk to somebody going through a trial in their life. This trial that you're going through is not going to take you over. It's not going to take you under. It's not going to destroy you. It's not going to diminish you. Hey, hey, hey. But I'm going to tell you, when you come through, you're coming through. You're coming out. You're coming ahead. You're not going to drown. It's not going to get you. You're not going to be a casualty. They're not going to say, we almost saved them. Jesus never almost saved anybody. Oh, glory be to God. And I will be with thee. And the waters are not going, the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. There that word is again, when, not if. Thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Tell you what the fire done to the Hebrew boys? It burned off the ropes that had them bound. Sometimes we got to go through the fire because we got things that are binding in our life. And the only thing that will set us free is the fire. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Glory to God. You're not going to be a statistic. You're going to be a survivor. If you could hear the word the Creator has to say to you tonight. Said there's no temptation taking you but that which is common to man. But with every temptation, that means alongside of, with every temptation, he makes a way for our escape that we may be able to bear it. Can you raise your hands and love him? Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come to tell somebody he'll see you through your lonely days and darkest nights. He'll see you through. He's the way, the truth, and the life. When you don't know what you're going to do, there's sometimes in life, life hands us such a hand that there's nothing you can do with it. There's no way out. God likes it when it's like that. When there's Red Sea's in front of you, and mountains are on one side and the desert's on the other, and Pharaoh's army is hoofing behind you, it don't frustrate God. God don't bite his fingernails. He's never said, what am I going to do? Amen. Oh, Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's what Moses said. Stand still. And what the Lord said? He said, get going. Get going. Sometimes some of y'all folks are standing when you need to get going. Amen. You start walking. Why would God divide a Red Sea when you're just standing? Well, glory to God. But you're going to walk it tonight. Well, the Red Sea's there. But if he said go, glory to God. If he said go, I'm going. As soon as they started walking, the Red Sea divided. I'm going to tell you, there's some folks in this building tonight. You've got a Red Sea in front of you. As long as you're standing there, it's not going to be divided. You got to start making some steps by faith. You can't have my children. You can't have my companion. You can't have my grandchildren. This job situation looks impossible. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. This trial that I'm going through, it looks like it's only going to get worse. It's never going to get better. I'm wringing my hands. I'm walking the floor. I'm wallowing my bed. I'm wrestling my pillow. I have no rest at night, and I have no peace during the day. I come to tell you tonight, he knows you. He knows you by name. You belong to him. He knows what you're going through, and you're going to survive. You're going to survive. God's going to make you a survivor. Will you stand with me and raise your hands and glorify the Lord? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come to tell you everything. I'm going to tell you everything's going to be all right. Why don't you tell somebody everything's going to be all right? Everything's going to be. So, well, it don't look good, but we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And my faith tells me I'm going to make it. Why don't you raise your hands? If you're in the middle of that flood tonight, you're in the middle of them waters tonight, you're in the middle of that fire tonight, why don't you raise your hand up and say, Lord, I...
Just before the waves of slumber,
yes, yes,
and rock my soul to sleep.
Why don't you raise your hand up? Thank you,
just
Lord.
Just before the angry billow,
thank you for speaking to me,
and pulled me out to deep.
Thank you for letting me know you're there.
God knows how long I drifted till I saw the old life line. I thank God he found me just in time. Oh, just before the waves of slumber had rocked my soul to sleep, just before the angry billows had pulled me out to deep. God knows how long I drifted when I saw the old lifeline. I thank God he found me just in time.